Unit 9. Culture Shock. Page 138. Part 2. Accessing information from spoken texts. Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
May I have your attention, please? I know you are all excited about the trip, but there are many topics we need to cover today, so let's get started. First of all, I would like to introduce Mr. Roy Rogers, chairman of the University Study Abroad program, who will speak to you about some of the realities of living in a foreign country. Roy?
Thanks, Dale. As you know, every year, the University Study Abroad program accepts 30 of the brightest, most motivated students to spend a semester living and studying in Israel. You all should be proud to be a part of this elite group. Israel is a modern and technologically advanced country. Major American companies have opened research and development centers in Israel. Cell phone and internet use is among the highest in the world. The country has an advanced healthcare system that is available to all. Israel exports sophisticated knowledge in agriculture to many countries in the world. I could go on, but you get the picture. In addition, Israel has undergone, even though there are those who are not very happy about it, considerable Americanization. Signs directing you to familiar American fast food restaurants and chain stores dot the highways. Virtually everyone speaks some English, and you will have no problem getting help from strangers on the street. Having said that, you must be aware that you are going to see and experience things that are very different from what you are used to in the United States. Some of these may shock or even disgust you. It is important to remember that you are a guest in the country, and that while your way of doing things may seem the good way, the logical way, your way is different, not necessarily better, just different. A potential problem you will face is that of culture shock. This is something you will all experience at some time during the semester, no matter how carefully you have prepared yourself for this adventure. Culture shock is the anxiety a person feels when he moves to a totally new culture. It is the physical and emotional discomfort of not knowing how to do the simplest things in life, like using the telephone, buying a subway ticket, or shopping in a supermarket. It is caused by a feeling of being lost, of not knowing how to act or how things work in your new environment. Complicating the feelings of culture shock will be feelings of homesickness and even depression, which may come upon you as you realize you're going to be living a different life, where the food is different, the weather is different, the norms are different. You will find yourself in a place where you are an outsider, where everyone around you speaks in a foreign language, and where the rules of the game of everyday life are not what you are used to. Symptoms of culture shock may include loneliness and sadness, loss of identity, lack of self-confidence, and feelings of insecurity. You may also develop stereotypes about the local people and a powerful longing for friends and family back home. Some people even have physical symptoms, which include insomnia, or just the opposite, that is, sleeping too much, and aches, pains, and allergies, or even develop an abnormal preoccupation with their health. Culture shock will not hit you all at once. When a person first comes to a new country, everything seems fantastic, colorful, and interesting. Then, as reality starts to set in, the person realizes he is unable to function in the new place because he does not know the rules that govern everyday behavior, he does not know the language, and he does not know how things are done. A very common reaction to culture shock is withdrawal to your own culture, to the things and people familiar to you. We have had several cases of students who refuse to come into contact with the local population, who didn't like to leave the dorm except when absolutely necessary, who wanted to associate only with their fellow American students, eat American fast food, and watch reruns of Friends on cable TV. We will do everything possible so you won't fall into this trap. Our first piece of advice is to look at this experience for what it is, an amazing learning adventure. Maybe Israel will not be exactly what you expected. Maybe certain things will be difficult to understand, but this is your chance to immerse yourself in a culture so very different from your own. Allow yourself to find out just how much Israelis love Americans, to be carried off into this different world, to be taken by the sense of freedom you feel walking along the streets of Tel Aviv, and to be amazed by the spirituality of Jerusalem.
Now you will hear the text a second time.
May I have your attention, please? I know you are all excited about the trip, but there are many topics we need to cover today, so let's get started. First of all, I would like to introduce Mr. Roy Rogers, Chairman of the University Study Abroad Program, who will speak to you about some of the realities of living in a foreign country. Roy?
Thanks, Dale. As you know, every year the University Study Abroad Program accepts 30 of the brightest, most motivated students to spend a semester living and studying in Israel. You all should be proud to be a part of this elite group. Israel is a modern and technologically advanced country. Major American companies have opened research and development centers in Israel. Cell phone and internet use is among the highest in the world. The country has an advanced healthcare system that is available to all. Israel exports sophisticated knowledge in agriculture to many countries in the world. I could go on, but you get the picture. In addition, Israel has undergone, even though there are those who are not very happy about it, considerable Americanization. Signs directing you to familiar American fast food restaurants and chain stores dot the highways. Virtually everyone speaks some English, and you will have no problem getting help from strangers on the street. Having said that, you must be aware that you are going to see and experience things that are very different from what you are used to in the United States. Some of these may shock or even disgust you. It is important to remember that you are a guest in the country, and that while your way of doing things may seem the good way, the logical way, your way is different. Not necessarily better, just different. A potential problem you will face is that of culture shock. This is something you will all experience at some time during the semester, no matter how carefully you have prepared yourself for this adventure. Culture shock is the anxiety a person feels when he moves to a totally new culture. It is the physical and emotional discomfort of not knowing how to do the simplest things in life, like using the telephone, buying a subway ticket, or shopping in a supermarket. It is caused by a feeling of being lost, of not knowing how to act or how things work in your new environment. Complicating the feelings of culture shock will be feelings of homesickness and even depression, which may come upon you as you realize you're going to be living a different life, where the food is different, the weather is different, the norms are different. You will find yourself in a place where you are an outsider, where everyone around you speaks in a foreign language, and where the rules of the game of everyday life are not what you are used to. Symptoms of culture shock may include loneliness and sadness, loss of identity, lack of self-confidence, and feelings of insecurity. You may also develop stereotypes about the local people and a powerful longing for friends and family back home. Some people even have physical symptoms, which include insomnia, or just the opposite, that is, sleeping too much, and aches, pains, and allergies, or even develop an abnormal preoccupation with their health. Culture shock will not hit you all at once. When a person first comes to a new country, everything seems fantastic, colorful, and interesting. Then, as reality starts to set in, the person realizes he is unable to function in the new place because he does not know the rules that govern everyday behavior. He does not know the language, and he does not know how things are done. A very common reaction to culture shock is withdrawal to your own culture, to the things and people familiar to you. We have had several cases of students who refused to come into contact with the local population, who didn't like to leave the dorm except when absolutely necessary, who wanted to associate only with their fellow American students, eat American fast food, and watch reruns of Friends on cable TV. We will do everything possible so you won't fall into this trap. Our first piece of advice is to look at this experience for what it is, an amazing learning adventure. Maybe Israel will not be exactly what you expected. Maybe certain things will be difficult to understand, but this is your chance to immerse yourself in a culture so very different from your own. Allow yourself to find out just how much Israelis love Americans, to be carried off into this different world, to be taken by the sense of freedom you feel walking along the streets of Tel Aviv, and to be amazed by the spirituality of Jerusalem.